I have great pleasure this morning to introduce Ellie Hanrahan. There you go. That's a good... Is that an Irish name, Ellie?
It is, yeah, it is Bruce.
Oh, there you go. And for those of you who might be wanting to send her an email after when I give you the address, it's spelt H-A-N-R-A-H-A-N. There you go. Lots of A's in there.
Yeah, but it is spelt exactly like it sounds, so I've got that going for me at least.
Yes, that's fantastic. And Ellie is, and I was trying to think how long you've been in this role, Ellie. Ellie is the executive officer for the Healesville Bushfire Group, the community bushfire group, and I think it's about 18 months.
Coming up to a year, Bruce.
Oh, it seems longer than that. There you go.
Gosh, I feel like just some old furniture now with that. So I must have settled in well.
You must have. You must have made a big impression. It feels like you've been here for 18 months. So well done. And we're going to hear all about what's happening with the Healesville Community Bushfire Group in a moment, and of course, strongly supported by DELWP, D-E-L-W-P. Listeners, do you know what D-E-L-W-P stands for? Well, it's the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning, and looks after all things around the environment and climate and a whole lot more. And there's no better person to be representing DELWP on the line this morning than Joy Hart. Hi, Joy. Can we hear you all right?
Good morning, everyone.
Fantastic. Welcome. And Joy, you have a long history with DELWP and with the Healesville Bushfire, the Community Bushfire Group as well.
That's correct, Bruce, and a long-time member of community of Healesville and really like to support anything that's happening in Healesville. And the Bushfire Group in particular is close to my heart. We were one of the founding members and it's great to see Ellie progressing it, and it's doing so well, and we're trying to engage as many people as we can in looking after our environment in Healesville.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.com.au.
And you've joined us for Community Conversations, our regular Thursday morning program where we bring you interesting stories, interesting people, and a bit of knowledge and information at the same time. To all you regular listeners out there, Nicole and Bob and Kath and Jeanette and Keith and Serafina and Ben and Dan and a whole lot of others, hope you're listening again this morning, because we have two amazing guests via Zoom this morning. Ellie Hanrahan, who is the Executive Officer of the Healesville Community Bushfire Group, and Joy Hart from the Community Engagement Team at DELWP, the Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning. It is a mouthful, isn't it, Joy, that one?
Certainly is.
Terrific. So, I was doing a little bit of research, and it's, would you believe tomorrow, it's have a bad day day. So, you know how we always say, have a good day. Well, tomorrow, just for a bit of fun, apparently someone's suggested that we say to people, have a bad day. And it's also World Toilet Day. I'm not kidding you. It absolutely is. It's been endorsed by the United Nations, and it's a focus on sanitation. So there you go. If you wanted to impress someone tomorrow, tell them it's World Toilet Day or something. But we've got much more important things to talk about today, because we're talking about, as we roll into the 1st of December, less than 2 weeks away, the official start of summer, the official start, well, I suppose, of bushfire season. I'm not sure whether we have an official start, but we certainly have a start coming up. It's easy, isn't it, when it's been raining and cold and wet and we've been shut down to not think about bushfires, Ellie Hanrahan. Is it off the radar a little bit because of that, do you think?
It's not off the radar. It's just being pushed back slightly. So, yeah, it will be announced. I think the CFA usually announces it in late November, but it looks like it'll be announced in early December this year.
There we go. So let's go back a little and talk about the Bushfire Group. Kathy Overton, if you're listening, we pay tribute to you and the amazing contribution you made to this group over many years. But Ellie, you're in the hot seat now. The group's been going for a few years. Just give us a little bit of history.
It's hard for me to give an in-depth history because
you went around.
I only just started. I know, but Joy, correct me if I'm wrong, because you've been with the group for quite a while. But the group was started in 2017, and it was started after the fire agencies did a bit of a presentation about the risks that people living in Healesville and surrounds face when it comes to bushfires. And a group of very proactive residents got together and thought they would start a group to talk to the community about bushfire risk and help educate the community, build resilience. And it's been going ever since.
Fantastic. Joy. And Joy, as you come off mute, I'll just read one sentence off the Healesville Community Bushfire Group. We come together to share knowledge and learn from each other, build strong community relationships, increase our knowledge of emergency management, better understand local issues, and have a say about what we think will help to make the Healesville community safer during emergencies. That's a great reason for being, Joy Hart.
Yeah, that was well done, Bruce. That's exactly what the idea of the group was. And we did have two really successful forums held in Healesville where Justin Leonard did a wonderful presentation on how to protect your property, and we looked at plant selection and how you could make the place safer, and that was very well received.
Yeah, very well attended too, Joy.
Yeah, at the memo, and it was a really great night, a couple of occasions. But now that Ellie's on board, we were looking for new initiatives, and Ellie's come up with something really interesting try and expand our interest groups.
We better hear about it, Ellie. I think we've whet everybody's appetite enough. I reckon it might be happening next week. You better tell us all about it.
It definitely is, Bruce. Yeah, I mean, in terms of thinking outside of the box, I think this one definitely checks that criteria. Instead of doing a forum this year, we've decided to do a trivia night about local emergencies. And we've got tickets on sale at the moment. And next week on Friday night will be the big night. It'll be happening at the RACB Club from 6 p.m. So it's very exciting times.
And Ellie, it's a wonderful opportunity for those of us that have been locked down for months or 18 months or most of it to actually get out and learn something at the same time and have a lot of fun. Just tell us what's going to actually happen on the night.
Well, on the night, it will run essentially as a normal trivia night. The questions, some of them are very serious, but most of them we've tried to make really fun, just loosely around emergencies. And it's not just bushfires. As we all know now, living in the Yarra Valley, we face a lot of different risks when it comes to natural disasters. We've had lots of experience with floods now and even earthquakes. Yeah, I think it's just a great time to have a bit of fun, celebrate that we are out of lockdown and reconnect in with our communities. And learn something along the way, hopefully.
Terrific. And will there be any food, and will there be any prizes, Ellie?
There definitely will, yes. We're at the RACV Country Club, so the food there is going to be spectacular. And the food is included in the ticket price, so that's nice. And the prizes, yeah, we've had some really amazing prizes be put forward from some of our incredible local businesses in Healesville and surround. So I'm very excited about the prize draw, definitely, Bruce.
No, that's terrific. And this is not, just to clarify for anyone who might be listening or everyone who's listening, it's not a fundraiser. It is an education and fun night. And the money, the $10 that people might pay to come along, which includes the catering and the prizes and so on, that $10 is, where's that? Tell us where that's going, Ellie.
Well, it'll be given to a community group present on the night. So, yeah, I guess to all of the listeners today, if you do have a community group locally and you need a little bit of a boost, this would be a great opportunity to come along and have some fun, and then maybe win the proceeds from the tickets as well.
Anything you wanted to add, Joy? It sounds like a great idea. Sounds like an early idea, doesn't it?
Oh, I love the idea of the community group getting the funds. I mean, we all know how difficult it is in Healesville for our little groups that do such fabulous work in the community, and they're always low on funds. So, look, you've got a a really good chance of winning the prize pool. So
there you go. So
as well as having a lot of fun, you know, you can go home and you can relax. You might not have to do that sausage sizzle at the end of the year. You might be able to just get the money from us.
Terrific. There you go. So, Ellie, the big question is for people listening, how do we get tickets? How do we find out about it? And you better give us a contact.
So if you Google Healesville Trivia Night, it'll be the first thing up on the Eventbrite. There'll be the event page. There's also the Healesville Community Bushfire Group Facebook page. And there's tickets. There's a link that can take you to the tickets on there. I think that's all of the places you can buy tickets, but it should be pretty easy if you just Google it. Yeah.
Yep, no, I got my tickets, Ellie, so we're all ready to go. You're with Bruce Argyle on our regular morning community conversations program, and thanks for your company this morning. We have via Zoom my special guests, Ellie Hanrahan and Joy Hart. Joy is part of the community engagement team with DELP, and Ellie, you're with DELP as well, but you have the executive officer of the Healesville Community Bushfire Group hat, and I've discovered that it's only 1 year you've been in that role, so it's amazing what you've done in that short time. Well done. And if you've just joined us, Ellie's been sharing with us all about the trivia night that's planned at the RACV on Friday the 26th. Wow, that's only about 10 days. Make sure you go to their Facebook page, get your tickets and sign up. Ellie, it is eventually going to be bushfire season. We've had a slow start because of the rain and the cold and so on. But what would we be saying to people at the moment about bushfire season preparedness? What's the starting point?
Well, this year I think one of the main risks that we're looking at is grass fire risk, because as we all know, as soon as we cut the grass, it seems like the next day it's back the same length again with all of this rain. So I think the main thing that the CFA in particular are trying to communicate to the community is to make sure that all of the grass around, especially right next to your house, is kept nice and low. And we've also, after the storms, we do have a lot of extra fuels on the ground as well. So it might take a little while for them to dry out, but once they do dry out, that is a bit of a risk. So if you do have fallen timber on your property, I'd probably recommend to start looking at getting that cut up and stacked away for firewood for next winter, but make sure you're keeping it well away from your house as well.
That's a good start, Ellie. And We should just flag that we did have an amazing webinar last week on bushfire risk and vegetation management, hosted by the Shire of Yarra Ranges. And we had the amazing Sharon Merritt from CFA and Owen Gooding and David Carr and Ron Sawyer talking about, in particular, vegetation management. If you go on to the Yarra Ranges Council website, you'll get a copy of that webinar. It's about an hour. And everything you needed to know about, yes, vegetation, zones around your house and all of that, really, really worthwhile, wasn't it? Did you get to listen to that, Joy?
Yeah, it was very well done. Yeah, it was run by the Shire, and it was good to see them being proactive about bushfire preparedness.
Mm. So, Ellie, do you think we get a bit complacent, during the winter and this year, lockdowns and cold and wet and, you know, bushfire seems a long way away?
It's true, Bruce. I think, yeah, we do get a bit complacent here. And I think because it's so green all the time, we sort of take for granted that, we're very safe here. And usually we are. But I think this group, some of the aims of this group is to kind of educate the people who have been here for a while, but also the people who have just moved in. We've had a lot of people move in from the city in particular after lockdown. And, there's a bit of a perception that Healesville is sort of just a very leafy suburb with a great view, which it is. We do have amazing views here, but that view also comes at a bit of a price. And that price is just that we have to be a bit more vigilant, a little bit careful, watch the weather a bit more, and put some effort into being prepared. So I think it's a pretty fair price, but we're just trying to get the message out and engage as many people as we can.
Mm. And Ellie, I know you're involved with the Healesville Connect group, that new residents group, and I've got a, in my hand, you can't see it, listeners, but I've got a DVD entitled Know Your Risk, Healesville. Joy, that was put out, I'm looking on the back here, about 6 years ago. A great resource and still available. And if you want to, well, get a copy, I think you can get it through the CFA or the Victoria Bushfire Information Line. Joy, that's a great little resource.
Yeah, it is. And another thing it reminded me, as a long-time resident of Healesville, was, you know, we've got new people coming in and that's great. We need to educate them. But complacency is a big issue for, you know, I'll put my hand up, I'm the same. I've lived here. Oh, yeah, we've had a fire season every year. But one thing that reminded me this year, and it was timely even in the winter, were the disasters that we've had. And they're the storms. And even the earthquake, which was unbelievable. And suddenly it woke me up and thought, well, you know, it's not just summer you need to be prepared for. And I even revisited my emergency plan, particularly on the earthquake. I ran outside and thought, now, okay, what would I do? And it's the same in the fire season. You have to have your plan ready 12 months of the year, not just summer.
Yes.
Have your kit ready, have knowing what you need to take. And if you come to the trivia night, there'll be special questions on what you actually need to take in your emergency kit.
There you go. And amazing prizes that go with it. So there you go. If you've just joined us, the RACV on the 26th of November is the place to be. Good food, good company and good prizes, Ellie. An amazing opportunity. Ellie, we've even talked, haven't we, about changing the name of the Healesville Community Bushfire Group to the Healesville Community Emergency Group, I think, was contemplated. We haven't gone there yet, but in the light of what Joy is saying, it's perhaps not a good idea. Perhaps it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a good idea, Bruce, because we do, you know, as a community, when we do respond to emergency, we respond very similarly when we're helping out our neighbours, whether it's a bushfire or flood or, an earthquake or even a pandemic. You know, I was thinking back to when the group put the listening post up at the Coles and we just asked after the June storms, who or what helped you the most? And by far the most popular response to that question was my neighbours. So, you know, when you are in an emergency, the first responders are actually the people that you live closest to, your neighbours and the people down the street. So, yeah, I think it's really important to sort of reflect on that in times of all emergencies. It's the people in the community that are going to be the people who are really going to help you out. And so that's the sort of connection that we're trying to foster through the group as well.
Mm. Before we go to your next song, Ellie, part of the role of the group is also to bring together these various groups within the community groups, the CFA and so on in Healesville. How's that going?
Yeah, so we have very regular attendance from both CFA brigades, sometimes the SES. We also have, you know, the Healesville Sanctuary. They're very connected in with the group. And then we've got people who are connected in with groups like, you know, the different land cares, you know, different people who work in emergencies like Melbourne Water. We've sometimes got a guest because Melbourne Water does actually have a fire response, which I don't think a lot of people know about. But, yeah, it's just all about working together and keeping up communication. And, hopefully when we need it the most, we'll already have it in place. So that's the main goal.
Joy, we were just talking off air about the strategic fuel break. And I reckon that's the first I'd heard of it. So I reckon there's a whole lot of people here with us today that probably haven't heard of it either. So you better just tell us about that.
Well, just quickly, I don't take away from our trivia night, but for people who, you know, are interested in what DELP do, as well as fire response, they do a lot of works around around communities, and basically the idea is to keep the community as safe as possible. But we also have to look after our crew and make sure their working situations are safe. So to do that, they've really decided to put quite a bit of money this year into improving strategic fuel breaks around communities. And these are in the main areas that are likely to be affected by large bushfires. And the idea is it gives our crew a safe working environment. And so this year, mainly, the strategic fuel breaks are all renewals. The breaks are already in place, and they're just cleaning them up to make it safer for the summer. And if you want to learn more about that, there's a couple of forums happening next week, and you can go on, I think, through Eventbrite too, Ellie, is that right? And you can register, and you can listen in, and they'll have some experts talking, subject matter experts explaining exactly what a fuel break is, why we do it, and how it can help the community. So that's on the Thursday night for Yarra Rangers one, and there's also one for Dandenong Rangers on the Wednesday evening. So it's a good opportunity to just tune in and learn what's happening. You can actually put a question to the team prior to the meeting, so, and that could be answered on the night, or they will get back to you with an answer. So it's a good opportunity to keep yourself informed of what's happening.
Fantastic. Thanks, Joy. And for those of you who don't know, hats off and a big pat on the back to all the crew at DELP who now look after all emergencies, Joy, you know, right across the board, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a very broad spectrum of emergency management and support.
Well, we will have a crew of 35 at Powelltown this year, which is unheard of. Our crew used to be probably 7 years ago. So this is how the department is really, putting our people first and giving them opportunities to do all sorts of roles. And they are all emergencies now. So we've had people help out with the pandemic, and we've had people go up to the floods in New South Wales. I think Ellie was delivering generators last week. So everybody in DELP's really expected to be multitasking, and they come to the fore every time. They do a fabulous job, the crew out at Powelltown and the fire team there. So well done.
Fantastic. And just to change tack, we need to be multitasking next Friday night, Ellie, because we're going to have to be sitting in the very comfortable RACV. We're going to have to be eating great food at the same time as spending time with people, great company, and at the same time answering these trivia questions. We're definitely going to have to multitask, aren't we?
It's a big job, Bruce, but I think we're up to the task.
Fantastic. So you've got some exciting news to share right now that I reckon there's a few listeners are going to be interested to hear. You're going to give something away. Absolutely. You're going to give something away, Ellie.
I'm hoping to give a few things away, Bruce. Well, I'd love to. We've got a spare table at the trivia night with the Yarra Valley Radio's name on it. And we'd like to give away 10 free tickets to listeners today. So if anyone listening is interested in coming along on Friday, all you have to do is send an email to healesvillebushfire@gmail.com. No capitals, no spaces, no full stops, just healesvillebushfire@gmail.com. And the first 10 people to send across an email, I'll give those tickets out to, and you can all meet each other on the table at the night.
What about if there's two of us, Ellie? My partner and I, for example, would we be able to get in quick and get two tickets, or would that be pushing it?
I think I'll give out two max per email. Yep.
That sounds like a plan. So if you miss that, the most important thing is healesvillebushfire@gmail.com. for your free tickets. Wow, that's a great opportunity. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic night, Ellie. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be my first big night out after the lockdown, after the rains and the storms and the cold weather we've had. So what a way to, well, almost start summer, the 26th of November.
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a bit nervous. We have put in a lot of effort to organise it, so I hope it all runs smoothly on the night. But we've got a great team behind us who've been organising, yourself included, Bruce. I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to meeting some new faces around the place as well.
So Ellie, it's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be some, as you said before, some serious questions and some real fun ones as well. So for listeners who want to get a head start this morning, you'd be able to give us one question. I mean, there's no one listening, Ellie. So what about just one question, you know, like a little clue or something for those of us that are practicing?
I think if you were listening carefully... You would. Mm-hmm. She's already given us a clue when we talked about our neighbours.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
I did. Yes.
Okay. We better not give too many away then.
No. I might keep that one on the lowdown. But all I'm saying is you have to pay attention as well during the trivia night. Sometimes a question that we seem to be asking, we might actually be asking you to do something a little bit different. So make sure you pay very close attention on the night.
We're almost out of time this morning. My very special guests have been Ellie Hanrahan and Joy Hart. We've been talking about the Healesville Community Bushfire Group, the upcoming trivia night at the RACV next Friday, the 26th from 6 p.m. Tickets available are from the Healesville Community Bushfire Group website, Facebook page, I should say, Facebook page, or you can just, I think, Ellie, just Google Trivia Night Healesville and you'll get it. Something like that. Yeah, you're nodding, I can see. That's fantastic. So, Ellie, you're also giving away 10 free tickets. It's the first in. Go to the Facebook page or send you an email at healesvillebushfire@gmail.com. There you go.
That's right.
Be there or miss out.
Exactly right. Yeah, well, I'm hoping we can give away a full table, so that would be exciting.
Terrific. We are rolling into summer. We've got 13 days officially until the start of summer, the 1st of December. To summarise, as I think about the bushfire, well, there will be a bushfire season, even though we might not feel like it right now. What are the three things I should be doing right now as I roll on to the 1st of December, Ellie?
Well, I think something that we should all always look at is just refreshing our bushfire plan, when to leave, what sort of triggers your family is comfortable leaving at, where you might go if there is an extreme fire day. Also just tidying up around the place, all the things we already know, cleaning gutters and clearing away dead timber from around the house. And then the third one, I think, you know, this is something that I'm pretty passionate about, but maybe even have a walk down your street and get to know your neighbours this season. Even if you've got some new neighbours, especially, like we were mentioning before, they might have moved in from the city, or I was talking with the man who'd moved from Scotland last year, and he's never had to think about bushfires in his life. So, yeah, I think it's things that we kind of take for granted, that knowledge that we have about living in a bushfire-prone area, that is really valuable when speaking with new people in town or, just having a chat with your neighbours. So I think those three things should put you in good stead for the season ahead.
Fantastic. Ellie, it's been an absolute delight having you on air this morning, and so much good information there. Looking forward to next Friday night. Joy, you're going to be there as well. It's going to be a great night.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Like you, Bruce, it's probably my first outing in the real world since lockdown. So, and the RACV is a great place as a venue. We'll be able to have a lovely night there. You'll really enjoy the food. The food looks delicious. And like Ellie's just done a great job on the prizes, that we thank so much the local community people who've put these prizes up because they really are special. So you might go away with more than you arrived with on the night.
Fantastic. So. That's not going to be difficult, I don't think. And it's not a fundraiser. It's a not-for-profit. Funds generated on the night go to a community group, and if your community group haven't signed up, you should think seriously about it between now and next Friday. We'll see you there, and we'll have you listeners back on air again next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, hoping to have an American guest with us. We'll see how we go. Ellie and Joy, thank you so much for being our special guests this morning.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you so much, Bruce.